Thank you for calling Orange Doll Fiber. My name is Abigail. Could you go ahead with your name, please?
Hi, Abigail. My name is Peter Crisdale.
I'm sorry?
My name is Peter Crisdale.
Hey, Peter. How can I help you today?
So I've been on the Archtop email list for a while, and I just got a flyer saying that construction is starting from my address. But when I go online and put my address in, then it says, my address is not in your database.
Wow. Okay. I'll be more than happy to check if we do service your location. Could you go ahead with your address, please?
Yeah, it is 35 Grove Street, G-R-O-V-E, in Kingston, New York.
Okay, 35 Grove Street. Give me a moment, please. So in Kingston, New York. Hi, this is G-R-O-V-E, correct?
That's right.
Okay. Yeah, it's not on the... Okay, give me one moment, please.
Okay.
And there's not a, is it 25 or 35?
35.
35, okay. There we go. Okay,
yep.
Sorry, I had 25.
Gotcha.
Is it apartment one or two?
We own the whole building, but we live in apartment one.
Okay. Yeah, so we do service your area. Well, the full in-service date for your location where you'd have access to the internet service is October 25th.
Okay.
I could sign you up for the service right now so that closer to October 25th, we could schedule you for an installation date and time.
That would be great.
All right, no problem. And you said your location, it's a home location?
Yeah. Yep.
Are you interested in a specific service, the 1 gig or the 2 gig?
What's the price on the 2 gig?
So for the 2 gig fiber internet, it's $99.99, but you get $10 off with auto pay and paperless billing.
Gotcha. I think we'd probably start with 1 gig.
The 1 gig? Okay. How big is your home?
It's about 2,000 square feet between the two units.
Would you be interested in getting any Wi-Fi extender?
We already have a Wi-Fi extender for our current modem. I assume it would work similarly.
Okay. All right. No problem. Are you interested in getting the phone service?
Nope.
And the service address is 35 Grove Street, Kingston, New York, 12401. Do you rent or own the property?
Own.
The utility wires, how are they feeding your home? Is it through the air or under the ground?
Air.
Is your billing address different than your service address? All right, could you spell your first name for me, please?
P-E-T-E-R.
Last name, Peter?
Crisdale, C-R-Y-S-D-A-L-E.
I have T as in Tom. R.
The first letter is C as in cat.
Oh, C as in cat. So it's
yep.
C... R is in Romeo, Y is in yellow, S is in Sierra, D is in dog, A is in apple, I is in India, L is in limo.
The last two letters are wrong. The last two letters are L as in Lima, E as in elephant.
Okay, Clydesdale. Okay. All right, email address that you'd like to add on fall.
It's just my first name dot last name at gmail.com.
So peter.carsdale@gmail.com.
That's right.
Primary phone number?
It's the one I'm calling from. It's 240-401-3716.
Thank you. Do you want to add a secondary phone number on fall?
We can put my wife's phone number. It is 518-441-8797.
Thank you.
Sure.
And how may we contact you, phone, email, or text?
Text and email are great.
Okay. And just to read you a disclosure for text, at Archtop Fiber, we can notify customers via text messaging with important information like installed appointments, updates about the order status, and billing updates. By opting in to receive text messages, you'll be able to confirm your installation appointment via text. Now, let me assure you that we only use this method for account-specific updates. We'll not send you any advertisements on your cell phone unless you authorize that. You can choose to opt out at any time through your Chrome portal and receive communications via email or phone call. Message and data rates may apply. Is that okay?
That's great.
All right, and just to go over the order, you have a home location. You're interested in getting the 1 gig fiber internet, no extenders at the moment, or the phone service. Service address is 35 Grove Street, Kingston, New York, 12401. You own the property, and your wires are through the air. All right, so as part of our order process, we'll need to run a soft credit check just to determine if a deposit is required. This will not affect your credit score. We just need a few pieces of information to validate that you are who you say you are and to see if you required a minimal deposit prior to installation. Are you willing to do the credit check? You can bypass, but it requires a $50 deposit.
That's fine. How much is the deposit?
$50.
Got it. And so if you do the soft credit check, you're saying you do not require the deposit?
Yeah. So if I do the soft credit check and you pass the credit check, then you will not need to meet the $50 deposit.
Okay. Yeah, let's go ahead and do the soft credit check.
Okay, give me one moment, please.
Okay.
Just need to fill out some information. And also, just to let you know, for the credit check, we would need your social security number, okay?
Okay.
Go ahead with the social.
057-764672.
Okay, and you said the primary phone number is 240-401-3716.
Yeah.
Okay. One moment. I'm just submitting the information now. How's your morning been?
Just fine. My son, we're having a third birthday party for him today, so we're getting ready for the birthday party.
Okay. How old is he?
He's turning three.
Oh, three. Okay.
Yeah.
That's lovely.
Yeah, it should be fun. There's a Winnie the Pooh theme.
He likes Winnie the Pooh?
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Yeah, so he definitely would be enjoying that birthday.
Yeah.
All right. I think that the number is incorrect. Okay, I'm so sorry saying that the phone number is incorrect. I'm just putting in it back. Could you say the number again, please?
Sorry, the phone number?
Yes.
It is 240-401-3716.
All right, so no deposit is required.
Okay, great.
Okay, so would you be interested with doing the discount for enrolling in auto pay and paperless billing?
Yes.
Would you be using your checking or savings account or a credit or debit card? The credit or debit card takes $5 off, and the checking and savings account takes $10 off.
Oh, got it. Happy to use a bank account.
Checking or savings?
Good question. Let me think about that for a second. It would be a savings account.
Okay. Whenever you're ready, you can go ahead with the routing number.
Okay. Just logging into online banking.
Okay, no problem.
Okay, you said the routing number first?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay, the routing number is 12400-3116.
And the account number?
The account number is 21571893313.
I didn't get that. Could you start again, please?
Yep. It is 21571893313.
Okay. Thank you for that information and the name of the account.
It's my name, Peter Crisdale.
You said it's a savings account?
Savings account.
Do you authorize ACH direct debit payments?
Yes. And can you give me the approximate amount of the payment?
Oh, for the 1 gig, it would be $69.99 per month. And we won't charge you until the day of installation, till everything is installed.
Okay. Great.
How did you hear about Archtop Fiber?
Probably through a mailing.
The mail, okay.
Yeah.
Is there anything that the technician should be aware of on your property?
Nope.
Any septic tank, buried wires, gas line?
There is a buried wire going up the driveway.
Just through the driveway?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so I'm going to read a few disclosures for you. So at the time of your initial connection, the technician, they will determine the best way to connect your service. So they may install the drop cable. That is the cable that connects your home to a fiber network at the street. That's before the day before your installation, but you do not need to be home for that part of the installation. If required, a temporary drop may be laid on the ground, will then help to coordinate that cable to be permanently buried within 10 days of placement. And if you do have a current provider to maintain consistent connection, we recommend our new customers wait until the services are installed to cancel the current provider. Okay. The ONT gateway and any equipment provided by Archtop Fiber is the property of Archtop Fiber and must be returned within 30 days upon termination of service. At that time, you'll receive a return kit to send all associated equipment back to us. We do reserve the right to charge for on-return equipment and can result in up to $135 per unit charge for not returning the equipment in its required time frame. And for any questions you may have regarding our terms of service or billing questions in general, you can visit our website. You can also access your billing statements and pay your bill online by setting up your account. You're automatically enrolled in your Archtop Fiber online account using the email address you provided today. Do you agree to be bound by the terms of service as they change from time to time, as posted on our website, including its requirement to resolve most types of dispute through arbitration?
Yes.
All right, no problem. So I went ahead and submit your order. So closer to October 25th, or maybe sooner, if they finish the construction a lot sooner, we would be giving you a call just to set up a date and time for your installation, okay, at your primary phone number.
Okay, that sounds great.
No problem. Is there anything else I can assist with before you go?
Nope, that's it.
All right, no problem. Well, enjoy the rest of today, Peter. Have a great one, and thank you for calling Archtop Fiber.
You too. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.